classes and workshops at the only business conference worth visiting. The Grow Kent Annual Conference, November the 30th at the Ashford International Hotel. Get tickets at growkent.co.uk.
Interested in collaborating with like-minded Kent businesses? Join our supplymybusiness.co.uk community today and start growing your Kent business network for just £20 a month.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on this Tuesday, the 1st of August, with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Sirkin. Welcome back. You're listening to the Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio, on Biz Radio and channelradio.co.uk.
And what a show.
We've had two fabulous guests so far. We've got two more fabulous guests to talk to in the second part of the show. We've got a bazillion tweets still coming in. We've got even a gazillion, at least, emails to read. And we're running out of time. And she's still smearing butter everywhere. Smelly butter.
She's making us all happy.
Absolutely. Happy butter.
Scented yeah. butter.
Happy butter.
How are your elbows, gentlemen?
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Just
you have to have seen that, listener. As you said it, every single one of them gave an elbow display.
Now, I'm right next to Justin, listener, and his elbows actually do look better
they do
already.
Look better.
Yeah.
Very soft.
Keep it by the bed. Pop some on every night.
Okay.
You know,
read an email, Jules.
Develop your staff for free. Are you looking for a course with an Edicel accreditation? Can you spare just 3 days to achieve a new qualification? If you've answered yes to the above, then what are you waiting for? They cry. It's funded by the local enterprise partnership, and it's in collaboration with Kent and Victor Chamber of Commerce. Ixion, how do I say that? I-X-I-O-N. Ixion.
Everybody says that.
Is it Ixion?
Everybody says that. Every time they read that out, Ixion.
Yeah, it is Ixion.
Yeah.
Are offering
Greek, isn't it?
Yeah, possibly. Are offering a range of three-day courses. Afparisto, kala kala, dispinis, if we're talking Greek. A free three-day course at a venue near you. Kleftico is always my favourite.
You want chilli sauce with that?
These are available to any organisation with less than 250 employees for free. Any employer without a degree is eligible, and you will have the opportunity to achieve a training accreditation with EdXL. All courses run for 3 days. To find out more, go to kentinvictorchamber.co.uk. Sounds very interesting. You'll have refreshments and lunch, and there'll be qualified trainers, they say, too.
There's a cyber crime event sponsored by Barclays Bank and Kent Police.
I didn't know the police and Barclays Bank were still going.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
That's interesting.
What do you know about GDPR and cyber security? If your answer to the subject title is vague, then perhaps you should attend the informative seminar covering all the aspects of cybercrime, including the new General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR. You'll hear from speakers Amy Payne, who's the Cybercrime Project Officer for Kent Police, and Lewis Hunt from Barclays Digital Eagles, covering all elements of identity fraud for personal and business purposes. There'll be an opportunity to ask any questions at the end of the seminar. The event is complimentary to Kent and Victor Chamber members, but non-members are welcome, but a fee will be applicable. And it's taking place on Friday the 1st of September, 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Kent and Victor Chamber offices at the Ashford Business Point in Ashford. If you'd like to find out more or to book your place, then kentinvictorchamber.co.uk is the place to go. Jules.
Enter the Medway Business Awards. Companies are being urged to enter the Medway Business Awards to showcase their commitment to excellence and passion for being the best. The awards are now in their 33rd year, and the annual search to find and honour the region's top business talent is hotting up. Chair of judges is Susan Jennings, and she's urging local businesses to submit their applications for this year's awards before the 31st of July, so that was yesterday. But you still might have time, and to find out more, go to mbawards.co.uk to register.
Thanks. Do you want to read another one? Because I'm just trying to find...
Yeah, I'd love to.
I'm trying to find a tweet that I got earlier that I want to read.
You search for your tweet. The Kenwood Trust Conference Centre, which is based in Yalding, is set in 15 acres of beautiful parkland and offers businesses, organisation and clubs stunning Kent countryside to enjoy whilst in your meetings, conference or activity. There are two newly refurbished rooms available to cater for all types of meetings. The Sindon Room is the larger of the two, which offers up to 80 people banquet style or 90 theatre style or boardroom style for 35 people. There's also the Valentine Room, they say, which is more intimate, offering boardroom style for 20 or theatre for 50. There's a full AV system available in both rooms. What's AV, Justin? That must be
audio-visual.
Yeah. I knew you'd know. On site, there's a cafe, which I know all about, Sage and Thyme, for real coffee and specialist teas. To find out more, go to kenwoodconferencecentre.co.uk, and that's over there in Yalding, which is
it
amazing.
Is. I've been there. It's an absolutely fabulous place.
So is that near the Yalding Garden Centre?
Yes, it is. It's in the valley at Yalding, and there's woodland and parkland there. The house is stunning, but the whole place is so relaxing and laid back. And considering it's on the outskirts of Maidstone, it could be, you know, it could be anywhere. Yeah. It's a very chilled and relaxed place. It's actually a home for people with addiction issues.
Okay, as well.
And they tend to specialise in veterans, you know, that have suffered PTSD and then got addicted to, you know, drink drugs.
To calm the...
But it's a lovely venue, and there's some great rooms there.
So who is that addiction place run by? Is that private?
It's a charity called the Kenwood Trust.
Good. I'm sure they need it.
I've had a tweet from the lovely folks at Venom Tech.
Oh, we love them.
Yeah.
I wonder what Venom of the...
Well, they're not doing Venom of the Day today.
I'll have to ask.
No, what they've said is, have a fab show, Business Bunker. Mm. Have you seen our new website? Venomtech.co.uk.
Yes, I have. It was splendid.
Products designed to help solve challenges in drug discovery. For those of you that don't know, Venomtech, Dr. Steve Trim and the team at Venomtech, they, he'll punch me for this because I always get this wrong, but they farm toxins from snakes and spiders and scorpions and snails and stuff like that for drug research. Really fascinating stuff, what they do. I think they're still based at Discovery Park.
Mm-hmm.
No, or they may have moved. I know that they were at Discovery Park, but I'm not sure where they are these days. But they got a new website, so if you look on there, it'll tell you. That's the best thing.
Yep.
venomtech.co.uk/about-us will tell you that, I would imagine. So do check that out. I've also had a tweet from the lovely Jo Allsop, and she's just launched a new initiative, which is called Show Home Network on Le Twitter. Show Home Network.
Yeah, that looked very interesting.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
And she says, Business Bunker, could we have a shout-out, please? Kent independent small and medium-sized enterprises who supply to the home can join the Show Home Network for a collaborative business approach. So if you're an interior designer or a furniture supplier or anything to do with the home and home interiors, you can join their network and help promote, collaborate and grow the market together. What's not to like?
Exactly.
So if you're in that field, Show Home Network is the Twitter handle for you.
I'm just looking for them. They are still in Discovery Park, Paul Andrew, just to put your mind. I don't like you to worry too much.
Yeah, no, because I would have been up all night worrying
you
about
would.
That.
Yeah, it would have worried you.
Yeah.
Are you a manager who would like to feel confident managing staff? Good one, this, because I know my new husband used to hate managing staff when he was at Bloomberg. He used to dread it. Whether you're
he used to get you in, didn't he?
Well, yeah. Well, no, he was made to discipline people when he didn't really think they needed disciplining. It was awful. Whether you are new to managing people or would like a refresher, this HR course for non-HR managers will be a benefit to you. So why attend? As an employer, the worry of an employee suing you could be one of your biggest concerns. Great leadership results in a great team. This course is designed to give managers confidence and peace of mind in managing staff. So there are course dates which I'm going to read out. There's one coming up on the 7th of August, the 4th of September, the 2nd of October and the 6th of November. Each day begins at 10 and it ends at 3 p.m. The venue is the Regus offices or Regus offices, Kings Hill, West Malling.
Mauling.
ME19-4AE.
Next year we're giving us Trotterscliff and Egerton. Oh.
What was the other one I never knew?
Egerton and Trotterscliff.
Oh, so
is it Rotem?
And Rotem.
Oh, yeah,
Rotem.
Mio Fam.
Rotem.
Such odd names around here. They're all sort of, what are they?
Trosley.
Yeah, so many.
Item.
They're all spelled.
Rotem.
Yeah,
and West Mauling.
Egerton, that's what I said. £249 per month, including lunch. You can email the lovely Gemma at info@orchardemploymentlaw.co.uk. or visit Eventbrite. So that's Gemma Fairclough-Haynes of Orchard Employment Law. Now, she comes to Slope Off Friday, which is this Friday, the Slope Off Friday, 2 p.m. at the Faversham Creek Hotel.
Oh,
nice
it?
Little link there.
Oh, I like how you did that. Is there any places left?
There are a couple. It is August, so you're lucky. But the last one, we had to stop it at 29 because the restaurant we're going to in Herne Bay was starting to panic.
Yeah.
But it was great. We were there till midnight.
No, you don't say. Is that why I got all those texts?
Yeah.
Hello, we're still at lunch. It's midnight, you stupid woman. We're on our eighth bottle of Prosecco.
Well, I cozied up with the owner, Mehmet. He's lovely. There. God, what's the name of the place we went to on Herne Bay Seafront? It'll come to me. Alaturka.
Yeah.
So Mehmet was then. He was, you know, supplying me with lots of free drinks.
You don't want to do that, Mehmet. Word to the wise, Mehmet. Don't show Jules the drink. Really. You could be there forever.
I was fine. New husband came on his bicycle at the end of the working day about 5:30.
Find out where you got to.
The hardcore was still there. So that was, of course, Bradley's accountants. He was still there, Alan.
Alan McCaffin.
Yeah, he's a raver, he is.
Tell me about it. There was about three slope offs back that he tweeted at 2 o'clock in the morning that he just ordered a bottle of port and cheese to finish off lunch at 2 in the morning.
Yeah. Well, we were trying to drop him back once. We had a driver, and Rebecca Nutt and I were trying to drop him back at the station in Faversham. We got to my house in Whitstable and realised we still had him in the back. So, you know, that was a difficult one to explain to his fiance.
Yeah. So if you want to get involved with a bunch of reprobates and slaughter your liver, Slope Off Friday lunches are for you.
It's fab. There's a lot of business going on there,
actually. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of business passes changes hands in a very friendly way.
Cool.
There's an invitation to meet new customers at an open day. This is from WBG Open Day.
Wealden Business Group.
Thank you. One of the biggest, it's good to be here really, one of the biggest opportunities for businesses across the Weald to introduce themselves to potential customers. The Wealden Business Group Open Day will be held at the Little Silver Country Hotel.
Never heard of it.
Just opposite Paul Andrews.
Oh, yeah.
It's where he minces over in his little wincyette pyjamas of a morning. Tenterden at 7 a.m. on Wednesday the 6th of September. The invitation is extended to all owners and managers of SMEs in the area and includes a complimentary full English. In addition to the opportunity of meeting and pitching to guests, the event will feature 3 10-minute presentations by keynote speakers. So lined up, they have the fabulous Zoe Cairns and Emma Wood, a top flight marketeer, managing director of Weald and Growth Agency, and they'll be talking about audience profiling. So that is 7 a.m. Wednesday the 6th of September at the Little Silver Country Hotel, which is Tenterden.
It is indeed. I've had an email from Kent Fire and Rescue. Kent Fire and Rescue Services have a dedicated team that can help you keep your business fire safe. The Business Engagement Fire Safety Team hosts a number of free networking events and seminars to help you with any fire safety concerns that you may have. It's your chance to get free advice and guidance from KFSR professionals, network with other businesses, understand the fire risk assessment process, learn about fire safety maintenance and training, as well as ask any other fire or community safety questions you may have. As an added bonus, there will also be a chance to look up close at a fire engine. Mm. And
I do love a fireman, as you know.
Is that your hose? No, anyway. And the equipment carried on some of the events. These events are held over the county throughout the year. So you can find your nearest one by clicking an incredibly long email address. And the easiest way to do that is to go to Kent Business Radio website and look at the link, which we will put there.
I've read all mine.
Have you?
But there are quite a lot of tweets coming on. Okay, Telcare. Hello, good morning to you. Good afternoon to you. They're tuning in.
Thank you, Telco. They're the telecommunications systems provider over there on the Midway City Estates.
And Venom Tech Limited have said, Venom Research on the Twitter has said, thanks, Jules Cirk and Vanilla Webb, for the shout-out. We are still at the amazing Discovery Park, and we also now do crop science and cosmetics.
Wow.
So
there's hope for you yet.
Maybe
you could grow wheat in your eyebrows.
Yeah. You could do with a crop. Oh no, you've already had one.
Oh, diggy diggy dig.
Shear me might like they might like them, mightn't they? Shear me.
Cool.
You never know.
Well, thank you to the lovely folks at Venom Tech.
Yes.
Cool. Do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to talk to our next guest. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back for the 193rd time, Mr. Justin Dean. Justin, thank you so much for coming back on. No, I know you've been on a few times, but it's been a while since you were last on.
Couple of months,
isn't it? At least a few months.
What's the matter with you, too?
Yeah, it's been right flaky recently.
It counts on more than me, then. Really.
Yeah, seeing as we've got a new listener, yeah, just remind people what it is you do very quickly.
Well, since I came on last time, I was with obviously the lovely Nicola Cross, who is my writer.
Yeah.
Obviously, Creative Motion is a wonderful video production company. We do all things content, from animation, motion graphics, live event filming, drone filming, you name it.
In fact, if you follow my Twitter handle, Vanilla Web, I've got a little film that Justin knocked up.
A little advert
that explains all of that, and it's really quite funky and cool. So have a look at that.
Yeah, cool. That was
good. So, Justin, what are you up to, mate? What have you been doing?
Yeah, I mean, we've obviously moved to new premises at Kings Hill.
Yeah, because you were at the old TV studios in Mason, weren't you?
Yeah. So we're now at Kings Hill, which is great. We are working now with some big brands as well. We've got some brands on there. Allergy UK is one of them. And we're doing some videos for...
Oh, Jules, that's up your street.
It is, actually.
Allergy UK. She likes a good allergy, Jules. Yeah. She's working her way through them all.
Funny you should say that, but it works in very well with one of my clients, which is Colour Herb. So I'll talk to you about that afterwards.
We did a video for Allergy UK. We're just in the process of finishing it off at the moment. And it's also combined with another company called Neutral. They basically make allergy-free washing powder and stuff like that.
Well, I've been using my lovely little soap nuts this morning.
Oh, have you?
So they'd love me. Yeah, soap nuts grown on a tree in India.
Yeah, okay.
But my now graduated son, 2-1, darling. I must tell you about that, Shay. He got a 2-1, Paul Andrews, but he was 0.3% off of first.
Oh.
That's sad. I mean, who marks that?
Yeah.
I want to find them and sort them out.
Didn't he ask for a remark?
No, because they said it wasn't grounds, but 0.3%. I'll talk to you after. Perhaps you can sort them out, because it annoyed me.
Yeah.
But I'm really happy.
It wasn't
got
grounds. Oh, the grounds would be, is you're adding up suspect or not? And I don't care if you're a professor of maths or not.
0.3%. I mean, it's just unfair. But he used the soap nuts, because he's just home for a weekend.
Yeah.
He used my soap nuts, and being a boy, he said, oh, it doesn't smell of anything. I said, that's the point. It's natural. Yeah. It's fabulous.
I mean, this video that we're bringing out for Allergy UK, I mean, this young boy, he's got 26 allergies, nine of which are life-threatening. It's really emotional film. I mean, it's probably one of the best ones that I've done.
Presumably we're in anaphylactic shock territory here
with
peanuts and wasps and
all that sort of stuff. And
kiwi fruits.
The film's really emotional, and it was a great video to produce and direct, and really did. I loved it.
Right.
And watching the film back now, I mean, I shed a tear. I mean, it is, the woman obviously gets very emotional about her son, because obviously she nearly lost her son in hospital and everything. So it was a really good film to do. And now, from that, obviously, our client, Allergy UK, loved the final edit so much, we've now got a contract with them. And
fantastic.
They're coming back to us for all of their videos, which is really good.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's really, really nice one to do.
And well deserved.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's getting there. Mm. It is getting there. We're also doing lots of live event filming now. We've got a new page on the website. If you go to creativemotion.co.uk/live-event-filming, we're now doing all of that stuff, working with event spaces, events people to look after their live events.
Video's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I don't know if you'd noticed, there's a camera on the back of that screen, and there's another one here.
Yeah.
We're just about to make those live in the studio.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, we've got a little bit of an issue. We've got a controller box for the two cameras. There's a bit of an issue with Facebook Live in that they require a different key every time you film. Yeah. So we're trying to find a way of doing that at the moment.
So YouTube is really easy to do live.
So we're going to stream to YouTube and Facebook Live. Yeah. But at the moment, Facebook Live has been a bit of a pain.
Yeah.
So we haven't made the cameras live
yet. That's what we're doing for... I mean, we've done a few jobs now at the British Academy in Central London.
Yeah.
And that was just streamed onto YouTube. And it was easy. It was literally on our YouTube channel, basically putting a key, set up the actual event, and when we're ready to go, broadcast.
Yeah.
And all we need is one little box on top
you
of the
camera. See, I've already learnt something for when I'm in Super Return Asia in Hong Kong. I can do that.
Thank you. YouTube is a good one. Facebook is good as well.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want me to help you out with that, Paul, obviously I will.
Yeah, that could be useful because at the moment we Facebook Live stuff, but we do it on a phone or tablet.
Yeah.
And what we want to do is control it from these cameras.
There's got to be a way around it.
Yeah, there is. We're just working our way through it. We only just put the cameras in. But the point I'm making is how big video is, even on a radio station.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's everywhere now, isn't it?
People love visuals.
They prefer visuals.
It's all about content now. I mean, if you've got content on your website, people are going to watch the video more than they are than actually read
just,
it.
Just thinking about that and maybe coming just back to Sam for a minute, if possible. Yeah. I mean, is that do you video stuff with your dementia people?
It's really interesting, actually. Did you read the article about drones? Drones for dementia?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. Okay. So, little project kind of within Interactive Me is drones for dementia, and the idea really is about trying to get somebody to virtually visit somewhere. When they're bedbound or they're unable to get out.
Oh, so VR basically then.
Very similar. I mean, I have slight reservations around VR with regards to somebody's orientation. Mm. Sometimes they can, I think when they get confused, sometimes they're kind of, oh, I'm somewhere, and then I get confused
with VR. Someone with dementia is getting really confused.
Yeah. So what we're trying to do, we're working with one company locally, who is helping us to build up a bit of a library of drone footage of local areas. So local landmarks, local kind of areas of natural beauty that then we can put into Interactive Me that actually care home residents or people who are unable to get out of bed.
Where are you sourcing the footage from?
The chap's just doing it.
Oh, is he? Right.
Yeah,
he's on his own drone then.
He's got his own drone. It's all kind of kosher, kind of got a company and everything. And I've
kosher, blessed by the rabbi then.
Yes, he is. Yeah. I've seen it in person over the drone. Yeah. This particular gentleman has been very helpful in that he's agreed to share some of his footage that he's already got on his hard drive.
Yeah.
And then edited it, and then we're starting to build up a bit of a library.
That's what I mean. Content's everywhere now.
It is, absolutely.
I don't think it really matters what industry you're in. You're going to have video content of some description in there now.
Absolutely. And then you know, coming back to talking about creative motion, it then comes down to the quality of the video and the quality of the filming and the quality of the editing and the quality of the rendering and the quality of putting it together.
Yeah, because the thing is, once you put that video out there, it's out there.
Yeah.
And the message.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
And you don't want a bad video going out there.
Exactly.
So I won't let anything go out, live with my name on it, unless I'm like, that's okay.
Because I'm sad, the other day I was trawling back through my own Facebook pages.
Oh, was you?
Yeah. And I kept coming across these bits of video. I mean, I'm going, oh, my God, do I really do that? I kind of looked better because I had hair and stuff, but the quality of it was really bad. Mm. And it just shows you how the industry's moved and how the technology has moved in a very short space of time.
Well, it's the technology as well. The technology is constantly changing. It's, over the last, 3-4 years, we bought a camera about 5 years ago. It was an EX3 Sony. It cost us, $6,500. Right. It's obsolete now. We use it. We literally use that one camera for if we're doing live filming and not for recording because it's got no depth of field, and it cost us $6,500.
Yeah.
So, I mean, nowadays what we do is we actually rent out, if we're doing any big jobs, we rent out all the cameras because some of the cameras
more cost effective in
it is really if you think about it, like a camera, a really good decent camera now will cost $30,000-$40,000, for a really really decent one. I mean, you can you've got your Canons and all those sort of ones which are good, but you want a really decent one, you're looking like $20,000-$30,000, and it's just too expensive really. So
especially to be obsolete a year later.
Exactly So I mean, this is what a lot of video production companies do now. They lease them or they just hire them in, because that is the easiest thing to do. So I'm looking forward to the next 5 years. It's going to be really, really good.
Because Justin, of course, famously videoed you and me.
Well, I was just about to say.
Yeah.
Well, it was supposed to be me, wasn't it? But Paul Andrews Gate.
Photo bomb.
Yeah. I made it.
It was more than a bomb.
Do you know that's still getting hits?
Yeah. That was funny. That was. I did enjoy doing it.
Have you guys done any 360 work?
We've done a little bit. We're getting. We are looking into buying an actual system to do that more and more. It isn't something that we're yet advertising on our website. It is something I'm going to introduce fairly soon, though. Yeah, because there is a lot of stuff in that. But some of the cameras, oh, they're just so expensive. They really are. Yeah. Again,
but yeah, and as you say, technology changes so often.
Oh, it does. It does.
It is worth just hiring for a while, I would think.
I think it is. I think, you know, if you're having to do it on a regular basis and you want a certain camera and you haven't got it, just hire it in. Because really, there's a place down in Tunbridge called Hire a Camera, and they've pretty much got everything. You can go and pick it up from there as well. Yeah. And their prices aren't that bad, actually. So it's pretty good.
Well, you know, as you say, it's a you know, even if it's a little bit expensive, it's not as expensive as buying something and then making it obsolete. Yeah.
But the thing is with all this technology, you've got to be creative, and I think that's one thing that we are very creative, and.
As Sean just said, it's about the content.
It's about the content. Yeah. The message is wrong.
Yeah. It doesn't matter how good the film is. Absolutely.
And that, I mean, that's how I met Sean. Obviously, Sean came to me as a client. Mm. He wanted some character animation done.
Right.
And obviously came to the best company to do it. That
absolutely.
Can you tell me the price?
Yeah,
but they weren't available, so he used.
That's it.
Yeah, so used Justin.
and we did the video for Sean, and we've done two now. Five videos now. And then we ended up being business partners as well.
Okay, just before you move on, you can talk to us about that. So when you first met Sean, you've made three, four, five.
Yeah, we've done
videos. What kind of things were you doing, and what were you doing them for?
What, as in videos?
Yeah. What were they for? What was the purpose of what you were doing?
Well, the videos were character animation, animation videos, basically.
Explanations.
Explain the videos to explain Courier Bid as a company.
Right, okay.
So, we go through the whole stage from pre-production, production, post-production. So there's, you know, the pre-production stage is quite important.
Yeah.
We look at the messaging, we look at the content, what it is that the message we need to get out there to the viewers. That went on for a good few months, didn't it?
Yeah, getting it scripted well. Getting the message correct.
Sean is very particular, and that's what I like about him. So that
a bit OCD, is he?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, but it's. I think it's a process. I mean, I've got a client at the moment, and the process for that has been going on for like 2 months of pre-production. So I think you've got to do that. You've got to do the pre-production correct because
you want a slick video.
Well, the thing is, the last thing you want to do is get into production and then you find out something's wrong, especially with animation, because animation isn't like normal film, and it's linear instead of non-linear. Yeah.
Well, explain animation to listeners, because they're all watching you now on Facebook. And I'm a great videographer. You'd love my technique.
Quite good. Yeah. Explain what animation?
Animation, yeah. What it means in the business world, perhaps.
Explain the videos are the best thing for animation because, you know, it's typography, kinetic typography, and it can really get the message out there in a simple way without having to, you know, film and, you know, all of that sort of stuff. It can really be done in one place. So it's an easy way of getting a video out there to explain your product, service, whatever it is. And that's a good thing about animation.
And was short.
Sorry?
Short and succinct.
No, he's not that short. Sitting down.
No, he's not. He's standing on that chair.
Oh, he's standing up. No, you're right. He's short, yeah.
Gentlemen, it's a sensible question.
Yes.
Please answer.
Sorry?
Do you find that for business, a short video
is absolutely. I think if a video...
What's your ideal length?
Oh, right. I'm not going to go into that. It's got to be about 2 minutes, really. It can't. I think if you go past that, you know, start 3 minutes, 4 minutes for an explainer video.
Isn't it awful when your pharmacy phones you in the middle of your video? Yeah. It's just terrible.
Your prescription ready, is it?
It does depend on the sort of video you're doing. I mean, the advert that we've just done for Courier Bid, what is Courier Bid? Mm. That was, 40 seconds long, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it had to be, short. And with that, you need a voiceover. You can't do it. You can do it with text, but it was done with a voiceover.
Mm.
We've got the guy Harris, actually, who does voiceovers for Radio 1, Apple, those sort of things. He did the voiceover for it, and it worked really well, didn't it?
Yeah, the good thing about having a two-minute video is that we were able to break it down into smaller segments, so we get a one-minute video, 40-second video.
I totally agree. I don't know if people are as short attention span as me, but people send you links and they go, look at this, it's really funny. At 3 minutes in, it gets really, I'm not waiting three minutes to find that.
most people just switch off. I mean, the Well, you've got to have exciting content to start off with. If it's not exciting and captivating, they're going to switch off like that straight away. If it's too long, it's going to switch off. You've got to basically, you've got to grab people within the first, I think it's 4 or 5 seconds. If you can grab them within the first 5 seconds, you've got them for the entirety
of
the
video. Exactly. So, a good example is YouTube. Right. Just before you click on a video, watch this advert.
Yeah.
You're waiting for the seconds to count down.
Yeah, yeah.
If it doesn't, and I mean, skip.
Skipping four, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Even the funny thing about that, is, and I don't know if you do this, even if I wanted to watch the advert, I spend more time watching the counter go down than I do watching the advert. It's this rail. I have no idea what the advert was. Okay, I just want to reel you back a little bit so that we can make this flow.
Cool.
So Sean came to you as a client and you did some work with him. Take us from there.
Firstly, can I just, I've got to give a shout out to my daughter, because Emily, is a shout out for you, darling.
Yeah,
I've got to give her a shout out because I promised I would.
Is she off school now?
She is. She's off for summer holidays. She's really enjoying it. She's very creative.
How old is Emily?
She's 6 years old.
Six whole years.
Very creative like me. So she goes to Mandy Ellen's Performing Arts and does all her, you know, peewees and musical theatre and ballet and all that.
Fantastic.
So she's very creative, just like me.
Nice one, Emily.
Which is really good. So shout out for you, darling. There you go. Yeah. Sean came to me, how many years ago was it? How long have we known each other now? We're also very good friends now as well, so it's good.
That helps.
Yeah. 5 years?
5 years ago,
it's about it? 5 years we've known each other.
All right.
No, so 3 years.
No,
it's, it just seems like five. Yeah.
It feels like five.
No, they're really good friends. Five, three. No, you idiot, it's five. No, it's not three.
Yeah. Five, isn't it?
Fascinating as this.
It's like being married, really, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. You're my soulmate. No, I'm not.
It's 3 years.
So Sean came to me as a client, wanted a video done. So we sat down, we went through it. We met up in that hotel, The Ball, I think it was, in Seven Lakes. So we sat down there with my writer at the time. Siobhan, and went through the script, got all that together.
Which was pretty quick, wasn't it?
We got all that done, and it's just gone from strength to strength, really. And now we're working together on other projects. We're like business partners as well with other businesses. Hence, thinking it'd be a great idea to get myself and Sean on the show.
Sure,
because I know you like a good story.
Absolutely. So let's move on now, because we need to talk about CourierBid.
Yeah,
and what this is all about in terms of. The videos you were producing for Sean, and now the fact that you've kind of joined forces in a business venture. So let's talk to Sean, Sean Power of CourierBid. Sean, give us a bit of background to you first.
Okay.
You know, when you were normal before you met him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was normal many, many years ago, jack of all trades.
Yeah.
I eventually sort of found my feet. Well, I wasn't eventually found my feet. I just went out and bought a van. I thought, what can I do with this?
Right.
And searched
ice
online.
Cream?
Yeah, no, all that sort of van. And just went online and said, you know, how can I make money using this van? How can I start becoming a courier? And of course, there was manuals you can buy, which I think people still buy on there. Don't buy them. You don't need them. And websites where you can go and get work.
Yep.
And that's how I started my business.
Okay.
So I joined these websites and I was getting work. I saw flaws in the systems that I was using, and instantly, I think within about 6 months, I thought, do you know what, I can hopefully do this better. And that's
Sorry to interrupt you, but that is where so much innovation really comes from. A lot of people think innovation is some kind of, you know, airy fairy thing where you develop a completely brand new thing, but most good quality innovation comes from building on something that already exists that doesn't quite work right.
It's problem solving, and a little bit of anger as well. Going, why are they doing like this? Why are they doing it like this? Why don't they do it? You know, who are they doing it? Are they doing it for themselves? They're not doing it for me to gain.
Yeah,
They sold me the earth and gave me very little. So, had my company for 7 years now, my courier company, and this company's been 5 years in the making.
Right,
going into like it's a national company, a national website.
Right,
I thought I'd go in. I thought I'd launch this in 6 months. 5 years later, going into some of this, be realistic, it was all about problem solving. It was how can I and having a niche as well, definitely having a niche.
Yeah,
So it's a career booking website. The logo says it all. It's the smart career solution.
So let's talk me through this.
Yeah.
I'm a bear of very little brain, so you have to talk in single syllables for me. So first and foremost, who is it aimed at as a user?
As a user, it's aimed at businesses that use couriers.
And
it's
right. So if I want to deliver this cup
yep.
to Justin,
mm-hmm.
what do I do?
You go to couriebid.co.uk when we launch in September.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
I've got a brilliant app as well, actually. The best part about the business is the app is brilliant.
Okay.
You could literally, a bit like the eBay app,
yep.
You take a photo of that cup.
Right.
You want to post it, you put to and from. You can put as little information as you want. There's a lot of drop downs where the essential information goes in, but you can add as more content as you want. Literally post the job.
Right.
A bit like eBay selling an item.
Okay. So I go, I need to send this cup
yep.
to Justin in North Yorkshire.
Yep.
In Harrogate, and I'm based in Rotham.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. <version. laughs>
Sorry, I'm tweeting about happy Yorkshire Day.
Exactly.
Yeah, in Rotten.
Timmy Taylor's. Yeah.
Timmy
okay.
Taylor's.
So, so that's what I do, and I upload that to the site. Yep. And then what happens?
That job is posted out.
Yep.
To within 25 miles of your pickup location.
Yep.
And that goes out to all the members of the site.
Okay.
That's local, and even people travelling around the UK within 25 miles
okay.
of that of your pickup. Location.
Right.
The benefits of that are the guys going back that way will be giving you the better rate.
Of course.
Yeah.
So it increases job acquisition.
Yeah.
It gives more work to couriers throughout the UK.
Yeah.
It basically finds you the best price with the best courier.
Yeah.
Every time.
It's a brilliant system.
Fantastic. Yeah. Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Now I get that. I mean, and presumably. That's not going to be used by people, you know, just businesses that send a lot of stuff. You get loads of eBay sellers and all that kind of thing that have to deliver stuff.
Yeah.
Presumably, that could be a massive use for them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the where it can go or where it's going to go is massive. It's just...
The same-day industry is still in its infancy.
Mm.
And this is prime time to be launching
absolutely.
A product like this.
Absolutely.
And it's creating awareness to businesses because a lot of people just pick up the phone or they go online and... they're limited, not limited, but you know that you can find a courier. But what I found with my business is, as I was growing my business, I started doing a lot of subcontracting. Obviously, I was Mr. Yes Man. Of course, we can deliver that. So I use systems out there to find other couriers and give them the job with my fee. What I found is, I'd say about 40% of the business that I got through other companies went down a line of subcontracting. Didn't get to the end person doing the job. So you'd lose the work.
Mm.
So that guy's in his van waiting to get the job. But because there's so many in the line, the job didn't go ahead.
Right.
My company skips all those people and goes directly to this guy.
Yeah.
So it gives him the work. He can probably charge a little bit more.
Mm.
And it means the job goes ahead.
Mm. Fantastic.
And there's also the footprint thing as well, isn't there, about, you know...
Yeah, the amount you save on carbon emissions by, you know,
massive,
filling
absolutely
these
massive.
Empty vehicles, you know,
yeah.
7.5-ton lorries that are articulated lorries that are sitting around the UK that drive back empty.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a percentage, I don't know what it is, of how many articulated lorries all driving empty around the UK every single day, and it's very, very high.
Mm. Absolutely.
And just to make a little dent in that
is...
It makes a huge difference.
Yeah,
massively.
You've got to try and make a difference, haven't you, in anything that you do, so, yeah.
Yeah,
I love the sound of that. Now, if I'm right, and I normally am, I was waiting for that.
There was a pause there.
Yeah, there was. I was waiting for that. I left the suitable gap for her to dispute that. you're crowdfunding at the moment?
We are indeed. Yes.
So tell us a little bit about that. What you're doing? How much you're trying to raise? Where people can find it, and where they can support you, and what they're going to get?
Yeah. Well, we're crowdfunding through LeoCrowd.
Through
Leo Crowd.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, it's a reward-based crowdfund.
Yep.
Which means we're asking people to pledge amounts of money to get discount on memberships.
Yep.
Or businesses can pledge, say, £25, and we'll put £50 into their account of
right.
credit.
Okay.
What this does is it enables us to launch a massive awareness campaign for businesses because businesses just aren't aware. Of the industry and how it works, especially with same-day, out-of-gauge stuff. And that money enables us to launch UK-wide. Yeah. We're launching anyway in September.
Yeah.
If we can really hit the whole of the UK simultaneously, everyone's going to reap the benefits straight away.
Absolutely.
So you're crowdfunding primarily for marketing resource?
Pure marketing UK-wide awareness campaign.
And how much are you trying to raise?
50,000 is our target.
Cool. Do you know, when did you launch the campaign? Has it been going long?
Nope. It's only been on there for about a week.
Yeah, okay.
But the marketing for that, I think, is starting this week.
Okay. Yeah. And when's your deadline?
So it'll be 45 days from the time it starts this week.
Right. Okay.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah. So we need everybody to support
Absolutely.
That.
Definitely.
I was just, sorry to interrupt, but I do like interrupting you. Mm-hmm. AK Pet Services have just tweeted in, they're listening live to the Bunker today. He does a courier service for pets. So if you're at work and your dog needs to go to the vet or your alligator or whatever you have, and he sent you a little picture of them all listening to you there.
Oh, wonderful.
So maybe he can give you a few tips.
My sister used a company called Easy Pet to take her cat to Spain.
Easy Pet.
Easy Pet.
Love it.
Yeah, to take her cat where?
To Spain.
To Spain?
Yeah.
What, for holiday?
Was she dumping him there?
Yeah.
No. Clear off.
Sorry, it was from Spain.
So we're back to Brexit, aren't we?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
My cat was deported because of Brexit. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's quite common.
They probably didn't let it sit with its owner. They'd have had to pay more.
Yes.
Anyway, enough frivolity. Let's get back to the serious stuff of your crowdfunding campaign.
We're looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. And it's going to be. I mean, we share the same office, so which is great. So it all works really well.
Cool.
Just waiting for it to happen. And when it happens, it's going to go.
So, let's get some logistics going here.
Okay.
If people want to find out just about Courier Bid to start with, how can they do that?
Go to couriervid.co.uk.
Fantastic.
Also on the website are the links to the Leo Crowd Support where you'll find more information. And even if you just sign up for your interest, you'll start getting the emails telling you exactly what we're about, what we're doing, how we're doing it, and what pledges there are.
Yep.
Now, I've got to say that the pledges that you make are no money is taken until we hit that target.
Yeah.
If we do not hit that target,
then don't get the money.
We don't get the money.
Yeah, so start pledging, everyone.
Yeah, so start pledging. And the discounts you save on the memberships are up to 42% for a year membership. And we literally are the best price on the market throughout the whole of the competition.
Yeah. Fantastic. I mean, just for Sean to, obviously, the other companies out there that are doing it at the moment, there are a few other companies out there that are doing it, but nowhere near as good as CourierBid.
Right.
Obviously, it's going to be really good.
Yeah.
Fantastic. How else can people follow you? Are you on the Twitter?
We're on Facebook, Twitter. Justin, you've been looking after those.
Yeah,
for me,
so it's all CourierBid.
At CourierBid.
At CourierBid on both Facebook and Twitter.
Fantastic. Thank you. And just coming back to you, Justin.
Yes.
How do people find about Creative Motion?
On the website, it is www.creativemotion.co.uk. Facebook is Creative Motion Co. UK. Twitter handles is Justin W. Dean. And the Creative Motion one is just Creative Motion.
Fantastic.
For Twitter.
Wishing much luck with it. It sounds like a fabulous website and app. And I can see that growing and growing and growing because you're absolutely right. Just you probably know that I own Jobs in Kent and I talk a lot about the employment market, which is just going bananas. The only area of the employment market that is static at the moment is retail.
Mm.
But, of course, retail has been supplanted by online.
Yeah,
absolutely. And for all the jobs lost in retail, we've quadrupled the jobs in delivery drivers.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. This is it.
In white van drivers and delivery drivers have quadrupled.
Mm.
So we've now got more jobs technically in retail than we ever had before, but they're just different types of jobs. So absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, shipping stuff around the country is one of the biggest things going on around.
It's like I said, it's the same day market is in its infancy still, and it's just going to grow and grow and grow.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And then you can have your sister group, which is on the rivers, going along the rivers around the country.
Canal deliveries.
Canal.
You could have a little.
Get some steam trains as well.
Well, they could have a little sea cat, couldn't they?
You could do like Amazon and deliver by drone as well, couldn't you?
Well, that would be the next one, won't it?
Well, funnily enough, I interviewed some guys from Just Eat. On I do a food show occasionally, and I interviewed the guys behind Just Eat, and in London they've got a dog. They've got a robot dog that delivers your food.
A robot dog?
A robot dog.
No.
Seriously, they got a robot dog.
I want to see a picture of
that. No. Go Google it. Yeah. They've got this little robot dog that trots up your path and drops off your curry. Absolutely. Yeah. Wow. They couldn't give it to a real dog, obviously, because the dog would eat it. But the robot dog wouldn't. Yeah.
Where does it go?
Yeah.
In his mouth.
Well, they couldn't give it to a cat either, could they?
No, exactly. The cat would just wander off and sit in a tree with it. Yeah. You'd have your Chinese up a tree, wouldn't you? Sean, thank you so much for that. We wish you fantastic success with what sounds like an absolutely brilliant application, CourierBid. Do support these guys, please.
Yes, please.
You know, do put your money into it, because you're going to get some fantastic rewards out of this. If you do anything that involves delivering stuff anywhere, then do that. So for the moment, Justin and Sean, thank you so much for being on the Business Pod Show.
Thanks for having us.
Real pleasure to talk to you. We're fast running out of time. I have got a tweet that I need to read you. When you were talking about video,
right,
Laura Burton Lawrence has posted a bit of the last video she taught.
Yeah,
playing with her ding-a-ling.
Oh, was that the bells?
Yeah.
I thought that was brilliant.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. I love that one.
Yeah, so that's Laura and her ding-a-ling. There you go.
I'm surprised she didn't have a wardrobe mashup function doing that. With that,
I was hoping. I'll watch the video to the end just in case.
Yeah,
you never know.
Whereabouts did she do that?
Edenbridge.
Oh, it was Edenbridge, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Do you know what we'll do now? Do you know, I think we'll do the...
FSB, is it? Time for FSB.
Channel Radio News Update.
Do you have employees under the age of 25? The Royal College of Speech and Language Therapists and I can... are surveying employers to find out about the communication skills of young people in the workplace. The results will help to inform Burco, 10 years on an independent review of provision for children with speech, language and communication needs in England. If you employ someone under the age of 25, please complete this survey. If you have any questions, contact Annie Pete. So they need to go to Kent Business Radio to find out more about that on the website.
Fantastic. I'm going to read out some of the up-and-coming events from the FSB. All of these, if you go into the Kent Business Radio website and click on the FSB tab, all the booking details are there. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to flash through these.
Okay.
Today was a Women in Business event in Dartford, but you missed that because it was this morning. There's Connect Ashford Networking tomorrow, manana, Wednesday the 2nd of August, 10:30 a.m. at the Farrier's Arms in Ashford. That's TN25 6NU. There's Slope Off Friday that Jules made reference to earlier. That's on Friday the 1st of September. That's a relaxed lunch with local business owners. And if you want to book your place, if you email andrew.knott@fsb.org.uk, you can reserve your place.
And we're going to be at the Empire Rooms in Ramsgate with the fabulous chef, best chef there ever.
Fantastic. So you're around Sam's area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my neck of the woods.
There's FSB Connect Maidstone Networking on Wednesday the 13th of September. And that's taking place at the new Metro Bank store, which is number 10 Week Street, next door to Burger King, as it happens. And that's from 4:30 till 6. And there's a guest speaker at that, which is Tracy McRobert. There's a Women in Business brunch in Sevenoaks on Thursday the 14th of September, 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the King's Head. And that's in the Western Road, Bessels Green, Sevenoaks. And the guest speaker at that is Joe Wimble Groves. So if you want to book any of those, go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk and click on the FSB tab.
Calling all entrepreneurs with disabilities. Are you an entrepreneur with disability? Have you got experience of helping members of staff with disabilities or taking on new employees with a disability? If so, we want to hear more from you. Please get in touch with David Moore Crouch at the FSB, or again, come to Kent Business Radio to find out more.
Fantastic. You can read one more.
Making tax digital reforms are a lifeline for small firms. This week, the government made significant changes to the government's Making Tax Digital programme. The Treasury announced the current threshold for mandatory quarterly tax reporting will be increased to the VAT threshold of £85,000, meaning the exemption of the smallest firms, FSB's top priority for reform. Responding, Mike Cherry described the changes as a real lifeline for small firms already facing a hugely challenging economic climate.
Fantastic. Thank you for that.
Channel Radio News Update.
That brings us to the end of our news update for another week, and we're at the end of the show. It just leaves me to tell you what's coming up later on Channel Radio. At 4 o'clock, we have the lovely Natalie Bonaig with the Kent Creative Live Show. And today's guest on Natalie's show is Martin Cherry. That's at 4 p.m. On channelradio.co.uk, and that's the Kent Creative Art Show, Kent Creative Live with Martin Cherry. At 5 o'clock, we have the ladies' favourite, the man with the stripy socks, Mr. Craig Avery, with 2 hours of music and celebratory.
Celebratory. It's hard, isn't it?
It's hard.
That?
I can't
it
say
well
that.
Well, with your teeth, Doug.
Yeah, I know. But they're not my teeth. That's the thing. I borrowed them.
Yeah, I know.
I rushed out this morning and bought the wrong teeth.
You got them from the vets, didn't you?
I did, exactly. Yeah, with famous people on the show with Craig Avery at 5 o'clock. And then at 7 o'clock, it's Mr. Joey Whaler with the Rockabilly Show.
Oh, I love Rockabilly.
There's a bit of Rockabilly with Joey Whaler. And then at 9 o'clock, we have I Was Lord Kitchener's Valet, a show that focuses on the year of 1967 for some bizarre reason. But it's quite funny and quite interesting. And then, of course, as always, on a Tuesday, we finish off with...
It's Club Culture with Boy George.
One, two, three, get down!
Cool drum beat and a squidgy bass. I give you Vanilla Ace and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
So do join the fabulous Boy George at 10 o'clock here on channelradio.co.uk for the Club Culture show. But that's it for another week on the Business Bunker show. It just leaves me to say a huge thank you to today's show sponsor, UNI, UNI LTD on the Twitter. Thank you so much. Don't forget to download their ebook. And to my stonkingly gorgeous co-host, the lovely world-travelling Jill Serkin. And to our guests
drugs
today.
I have to take, that's the trouble. Injections, Hepe.
Oh, no, yeah. Well, you know, we've got to protect the wildlife out there. I'd like to say a big thank you to Mr. Jeremy Kitt.
Thank you.
Author of the Happiness Book. To Mr. Sam Dundee-Smith.
Thank you.
Who's doing great work with dementia patients and memories and... getting people to tell stories, and we love a story
here.
Yeah,
we do.
And to our two fantastic guests from the second half of the show, Mr. Justin Dean of Creative Motion and Sean Power of Courier Bid. Do support their crowdfunding, please. Absolutely. And you can find their crowdfunding by going to the website courierbid.co.uk and finding about their Leo crowdfunding. Mm. So thank you to all of those people.
And our sponsor you mentioned at the beginning, didn't you?
I just mentioned them again as well.
I know, I'm just checking.
Okay, thank you.
Just keeping you on your toes. At your age, we have to watch you.
What's she trying to say? So I just want to say a big thank you to everybody for listening in. It's been an absolute pleasure to share a couple of hours with you, as always, on a Tuesday afternoon. Thank you for all your emails and all your tweets. If we didn't get round to reading them all out, we do apologise, and we will try and read them out next week. But we'll be back with another show. Don't forget, you can listen to the Business Bunker Extra Show with the lovely Amanda Flanders. That's on at Friday at 11 o'clock, so do tune in to that. But we'll be back next week with another Bunker show. Have a fabulous week. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.